Today, I'm talking to Jackie Breakfast's very own Neil Long, who is currently at the Edinburgh Fringe. So tell us, are you actually performing at the Fringe yourself?
I am, yeah. I've got a couple of cheeky little contacts up here because I've been doing this game for about 5 years now. I've done a couple of lovely venues, actually. I'm just on compilation spots, so doing 7 minutes, 10 minutes of my set, rather than like doing a whole hour show. Maybe that's next year, but there's some amazing shows up here.
And what's the atmosphere like?
Okay, imagine the best party you've ever been to, sort of a street party, if you like. Everyone's having a drink, everyone's having a good time, everything's buzzing, everyone's in a really good mood, you're surrounded by comedy and entertainment on a Tuesday afternoon. Just imagine that. It's like that for the whole month. It's mental. It's mental, but in the most brilliant way.
Well, it sounds absolutely incredible. And is there anyone there performing that you're particularly excited to see, or are you just going to mooch around?
Well, I've done a lot of mooching. I know some folks. There's a lady called Siobhan Dodd, because I know you've been to some of the shows. You probably know some of these folks.
Yeah.
Siobhan Dodd, she's doing a heckle show, which is brilliant. There's Molly Mole, who is local to Southwest London. And she's doing two shows up here. She's got her own show starting in a couple of days, but also another show she's doing with a partner called Toxic Femininity. And that's a very late night show, and I really want to go and see that. There's a guy called Bilal Rashid, who does a show. Looking forward to seeing that. A guy called Jay Saunders. One Dog, One Nutter is his show, so looking forward to seeing that. But it's worth just mooching around. There's always people giving out flyers. I mean, you can come up here without a clue and collect so many flyers, and there is literally something for everybody. It's the most incredible experience. You should do it, Chloe. You really should.
Well, I was going to ask, how does it work? Because I've never been. So do you have to book into these shows? Or they kind of just walk in? How does it work as a customer?
Listen, there are about 20,000 guest performers up here that want bums on seats. They would parachute you in if they could. So you'll never have a problem getting in, unless it's like some sort of major comedy superstar that you have to book in advance for. But 99% of them, they're just people that want, you know, people in the shows. But don't let that confuse you. They are really, really good shows. It's just that there's so many people and so many shows. So there's never a problem getting to see things that you want to. Not at all.
And as you said, how does it work as a performer? How do you get yourself a slot?
Well, I've got a couple of contacts. I've got friends with the Laughing Horse Comedy Club, who I was actually gigging for back in the 90s when I did comedy for the first time. So and he's very, as you can imagine, since he's been doing it since the 90s, he's very well established. And a wonderful chap from Kent, AMJ, Adam Morrison-Jones. I really hope you don't edit that bit out because he deserves a shout out on the radio. And he's brilliant. And he's given me a couple of gigs. So it's really just a couple of contacts. Or you can take your own show up here. But that can be expensive. I mean, look, I'm just looking at posters as I'm driving in. Heated Rivalry, The Lady Boys of Bangkok, Capitalism, Three Gays Try to Fix the Economy, Afrique on Turkey, Jess Robinson, Elton John Reimagined. That just shows you Dracula, Lucy's Dream. So you see the diversity already. I'm just reading billboards.
How would you describe your experience performing at the Edinburgh Fringe?
Oh, it's just a buzz to say that you've done it. I mean, I try not to take it too seriously because it is only comedy. But I think people don't know what to expect because I'm 57, so this white-haired guy gets up on stage and I think, what's he going to do? And then suddenly I'm singing these ridiculous song parodies, corrupting songs, and getting the energy up in the room. And you come on stage and they give you that look as if to say, what the was that? There you go, Train Spotting, the stage show, Tongue Twister, whatever that is.
Good luck for your gig at 11 o'clock, you said it was, right?
It is, yeah. I'll text you an update.
Sounds good to me. Please do. Good luck.